Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I'm joined by Kari Huttunen, Managing Director at Radiator Software. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison.
So I would love to just start, if you could just introduce Radiator and the specific focus on network innovation that the company is aimed for.
All right. So Radiator Software is actually a company group. It consists of this Finnish internet engineering company, Arkred, and it consists also about this Australian company, Open System Consultants, which is the original manufacturer of the Radiator radio server software.
Now, tell me a little bit about radio server software.
Okay. The Radiator radio server software, it has been around since 1997. So it was started so that it was built according to needs of Australian ISPs at the time. And the whole software grew from that on in that way that when operators wanted features, they were integrated in the Radiator software. And nowadays it's much, much more than just a radio server software. It can do diameter, it can do TACACS, it can do SIM authentication, GPA, PSF, a lot more three-letter and four-letter acronyms from the 3GPP side. What we are now focusing is that this year we released a Radiator VNF, and this is the version of Radiator that is virtual AAA for NFV-compatible infrastructures.
Now, obviously, this introduces the cloudification of these core features to the network. Why is that so critical as we're looking at operators' deployment of virtualized and now cloud-native infrastructure?
Well, it actually started that we recognized that we need to add more performance to the Radiator. And we started from there that, okay, we needed a way to scale it better. And then we learned about this industry tendency to go towards NFV and this kind of cloudification of the services. Mm-hmm. So we actually did so that we looked at the NFV concept, we looked at the interfaces, architecture, stuff like that. And we started from this kind of clean slate to design the new Radiator VNF version. We actually did it so that, okay, we checked that where we should use Radiator, where we should put load balancers, should we build a communication messaging queue for the Radiator and so on. And we kind of designed the whole Radiator VNF from the ground up to be this kind of real cloud solution.
Now, what has the response been in the industry since you've delivered the VNF solution?
There has been significant interest from the operators and, for example, in proof of concept evaluations for the RFQs and so on, we have been marked with high scores there on the technical and also from the business side. So it seems that our customers especially like the kind of flexibility and real cloud nature of the Radiator VNF.
Now, I know that Radiator Software is also a collaborator within the Intel Network Builders community. Tell me about why that's important in the delivery of solutions to network operators.
Of course, one important thing is networking with the Intel Network Builders Summits and so on. Mm-hmm. But the Intel Network Builders Summits, also the other thing is that we get ideas from the presentations and also we get this kind of real operator feedback. For example, yesterday was the Intel Network Builder Summit, and there was really good presentations from the Deutsche Telekom, and I think it was a Telekom Austria, as well as then was this Intel presentation from Dana Nehama. The thing was that, for example, these operator presentations were important for us in the sense that we can get more feedback what the operators really want. And that's important information for our R&D and sales and marketing side. Then from the Intel presentation, we got that we had been thinking already using containers instead of virtual machines with our solution.
Right.
And now it seemed that Intel had contributed to this kind of open source projects and so on, that kind of features that we need, for example, to support for several network interfaces and stuff like that. So that's what we are getting from all of this.
Yeah, it seems like if there's a theme for this conference thus far this week, it's buzz around cloud native and containerization of the network. So it's interesting that that was something that resonated with you from that Network Builder Summit as well. What is next for Radiator Software in terms of, you know, you've got great POC results, obviously lots of industry collaborations. What's next?
Well, we are obviously continuing making new releases of Radiator VNF and gradually introducing new features in there. And now that we see that, okay, the container technology seems quite ready, we are looking also into that, at how we can integrate that with the Radiator VNF releases. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that we have kind of noticed the tendency to go to the microservices, containers, NFV and stuff like that. So we are actively developing also this kind of APIs and user interfaces around our Radiator products that can be then be used to build a new kind of AAA services.
If you were talking to an operator who might be listening online, what would you think is the next step in terms of a potential POC or evaluation?
We have, of course, our own website, and you can get there by going to radiatorsoftware.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Alison.